Good morning and welcome to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Great to be back with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. We have got a great show for you today. Later in the program, we're going to have on Tony Agnese. Tony's a Catholic blogger, storyteller, broadcaster, a member of the Broadcast Hall of Fame. He's a great guy, and he's going to be talking about seven spiritual resolutions. And I said the Broadcast Hall of Fame, the Radio and Television Hall of Fame. That's pretty impressive. Tony's going to be on with us. He's going to talk about seven spiritual resolutions, or revolutions, whatever you want. My voice is not awake yet. We're also going to look at worrying. And this is one of my favorite topics. So if you're a worrier, I want you to hear this article. We'll talk about that after the first break. Worrying is a spiritual issue and why it isn't a harmless habit. And this is written by a Christian counselor. Now, I don't want you to worry more about this because that's going to make you panic, but I want you to understand that worrying is something that we need to address, and it's not that difficult to address. As someone who has been a lifelong worrier, it is possible to experience peace in life. So we're going to talk about that later in the show as well. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse will be at 7:50. Plus, we got lots of great music. We also have the one, the only Mr. Dave Parker with us today. David, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am wonderful. Whenever I'm here, I'm wonderful.
Exactly. Me
too. Good to have you back with us on the program today.
Likewise. I saw you last night briefly on Facebook.
Hanging out on Facebook Live last night. Thanks for stopping by. I've been using Facebook Live a little bit more. It's a way to interact with some of our listeners. And we had some people from around the country listening to the program yesterday. Actually, we had somebody overseas. I forget where from. But they were listening to the show yesterday through the miracle of the internet.
Absolutely.
And you can listen to us either online. And I always love this when I start telling you how to listen to the show, because obviously you're listening to the show. You don't need my help. But you may like to know that you can listen over the air, 1570 a.m. or 1420 a.m. In the Philadelphia area. Mm-hmm. Or you can listen online at holyspiritradio.org. Or you can listen through the TuneIn radio apps. A number of different ways
to listen. I was going
to
say, tell your friends and family and coworkers. Yes.
Let them know. It's a great way to start the day. We're here to get you get your day kicked off in the right way, give you a little dose of inspiration, wake you up a little bit, play some music, entertain you as well. Right, Dave? Every now and then we are entertaining on this program.
Yes, we are.
Sometimes unintentionally entertaining.
Well, you are a little bit more than I am. I'm a witness to your antics.
Yes, my antics. Sometimes, again, these antics are intentional. Sometimes they're unintentional. Sometimes we try to be funny. Sometimes we're funny when we're not trying to be funny. But whatever.
I think it's working. It's the Holy Spirit. Not whatever it is. It is the Holy Spirit.
And, you know, we are 6 days short of our three-month anniversary on the air.
Yes.
We went on the air on October the 10th of 2016. And it's just great the way this show is taking off. I mentioned on the Facebook Live, I went on for a few minutes before the program, I mentioned that I was in contact with Raymond Arroyo last night. He's going to be coming on the show on January 24th. So that's something I've been looking forward to.
Yes.
We were trying to nail down the date, but Raymond's going to come on to talk about Mother Angelica and about his Will Wilder books. And he's a great storyteller. And I've wanted to get him on the show for a while. So he is going to be coming on the show on January 24th.
Wonderful.
Dave, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to begin with our prayer as we typically do. But I have a special prayer today. This prayer is the prayer that Pope Francis says each morning. It's called the St. Thomas More Prayer, composed by St. Thomas More. It's a little bit different, but I really like this prayer. So let's do that today. I ask you to join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Grant me, O Lord, good digestion and also something to digest. Grant me a healthy body and the necessary good humor to maintain it. Grant me a simple soul that knows to treasure all that is good and that doesn't frighten easily at the sight of evil, but rather finds the means to put things back in their place. Give me a soul that knows not boredom, grumblings, sighs, and laments, nor excess of stress because of that obstructing thing called I. Grant me, O Lord, a sense of good humor. Allow me the grace to be able to take a joke, to discover in life a bit of joy, and be able to share it with others. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't that a great prayer?
Oh, that's a great prayer, Gary.
And that is, wow. That came to us from a listener, I believe, and it was passed on by Frank Eliason, our director of operations. The prayer that Pope Francis says each morning, St. Thomas More prayer. Give me, O Lord, a sense of humor.
Yes.
Dave, should we be praying that one?
Yes, more often, I think.
And allow me the grace to be able to take a joke.
Exactly,
well,
yes.
That's a good one. I think I'll need to pray more for that.
I hear my wife in that, I think. Come on, Dave. I was only kidding.
Yeah, but anyway, that's a good prayer. Thank you, Frank, for passing that along. Now, I want you to stick around today because I have a special announcement to make, and I'll make that sometime after the first break. I know we're just getting waked up. We're just waking up. Yeah, we're just having our coffee. We're getting started in the morning, and I want to wait a little bit till everybody's awake. But I have a special
announcement. Let me
bring you some more coffee.
Thank you.
Good
morning, Frank.
Break,
thanks
Gary.
For joining us.
Thanks, Frank. Gary, you take a break. Frank and I'll take the controls. So you have a. Maybe have a cup, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, Frank, thanks for joining us this morning. You always add so much to the show. Thanks for that prayer. That was a really good prayer.
It was a great prayer. It actually came in the mail, of all things. Monsignor Ritchie, who is someone we're very close to. Our listeners would know Monsignor Ritchie when he was pastor at Mary Mother the Redeemer. Now he's retired, but he serves at St. John the Evangelist. And so he mailed us a beautiful note. And this was included in the note, and I read it and was like, what a way this of words that Monsignor Ritchie has for us. And he always seems to always say the right thing at the right time, at the moment I need it.
Yeah.
This came in the mail, that prayer. I read it and went, I needed this right now.
I know.
And it was just really just incredible. And as soon as I got it, I took a picture and forwarded it over.
I appreciate that.
What timing?
You know what I like about this, guys? The fact that the Pope is praying in this prayer, he's using this with the words of St. Thomas More, praying to discover in life a bit of joy and be able to share it with others. That's a challenge.
But it's
something we need to do.
It's bringing love into the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I think that's a lot to it. But first, we have to get it within ourselves. And it's like that's
exactly.
Why we have to get the humor and whatnot.
What struck me was, and less I... always thinking about ourselves or when we do and all that, you know, let's reduce the I part.
The obstructing thing called I, because we do get in the way of God's will for our life. Sometimes he wants to work through us and we get in the way.
That's exactly it. And I think
I don't want to share joy today. I'm miserable. Yeah. I want to bring everybody down.
Or I want.
What do you
I want joy
brought
to me as opposed to me delivering joy.
Exactly.
Finding it.
And did you ever do that if you guys might not do this, but this happens to me sometimes. I'm not in a good mood and somebody's joyful and it's like, what are you so happy about? You know, you kind of instead of
I was about to say something you can't say on the air. It's like shut up.
Where's that 7-second delay?
Yeah. But no, I'm just
but
kidding.
But it's true.
It's true. Yeah, we react, to those around us. And you know what? The other piece to it is people deliver whatever you're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start putting some of this out. You start recognizing the humor that's out there. This people will see that and they will actually bring joy. So even when we are angry at that person, it's joyful.
Yep.
If you sit back and you pay attention, what makes them so happy?
It
maybe
can be infectious.
I could be that and make it infectious.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to do that. Oh.
And that's awesome. What we try to do here. We want to help get your day started off in the right way. We want to lift you up by sharing a little bit of joy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
we want to infect you with good humor and a good spirit and a good countenance.
It's starting your morning off right.
That's right, and that's what we try to do. And guys, thanks for joining me and sharing in my joy this morning. Now I'm awake. I'm ready to get started with the gospel.
Of course, you get to deal with us every morning like this.
It's fun. I love it. It's hard to believe that we've been on the air just about 3 months now.
Oh. Sheer pleasure.
You think we would have gotten it down by now, right?
Every day is a new day.
That's right.
Yeah. New adventures of radio. Live radio.
Absolutely.
That's right. And we're in our second year of doing the program, right?
Frank, should we hand it back over to Gary now?
We'll let him have a show.
All right.
I think so. Well, thanks, guys. But anyway, that's a great prayer. Glad to be able to start off with it today. Let's look at the gospel, and we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. The gospel comes from John. Chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he had said, and follow Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. I love this gospel. Now you're talking about, we were just talking about sharing joy with others. Do you see what's happening here? We have John the Baptist, and we talked about John the Baptist yesterday, understanding his role. John knew that his role in life was to bring people to Jesus, to call attention to Jesus, to decrease so that Jesus can increase. Guess what? That's our role as well. That's our role to bring people to Jesus. So what he said was to some of his disciples. Now remember, John was the precursor, the forerunner to Jesus. John was having his own disciples. John had disciples, but at some point in time when Jesus began his public ministry, John had to shift his disciples over to them because ultimately he was there to lead others to Jesus. That's what he did. But what he did was he pointed out, "Behold, the Lamb of God." He was pointing out Jesus to two of John's disciples. Then Jesus turned after John pointed these disciples out. He pointed Jesus out to the disciples. Jesus turned and said to them, "What are you looking for?" Now that's a question he's asking each one of us today. What are you looking for? And I would ask you, what are you looking for in life? Are you looking for happiness? Are you looking for a sense of belonging? Are you looking for a friend? Are you looking for freedom from your sins? Are you looking to feel better about yourself? For any of those things, whether you realize it or not, you're looking for Jesus. And you need Jesus in your life. So that's very important. And I would say today, we talked about this all day yesterday on the program, or on the entire program yesterday, the holy name of Jesus. We celebrated that memorial yesterday. What a great prayer for you today, Jesus. Just repeat that name, Jesus. And you're praying, you're coming into contact with Jesus, who is your friend and who is beside you. You may not realize it, but that prayer brings you closer to him. So I ask you to continue to do that today. Whatever you're looking for, Jesus can fulfill that need. And the second part of this gospel message is so important. What happened was Andrew came and encountered Jesus, and he went with Jesus, and he stayed with him. But what did Andrew do? He didn't keep Jesus to himself. He went and got his brother Simon and said, "Hey, Simon, come with me. We have found the Messiah." What did Andrew do? He brought his brother to Jesus, which is something we're called to do. So once you find that relationship and that great love that comes from that relationship with Jesus, don't keep him to yourself. Share him with others. And it all starts by sharing that joy, that smile. That's all you need to do, smile, a kind word. And that is very attractive. People will see that and say, "Hey, why are you so happy? Why don't you get upset? Why are you not worried?" And that gives you the opening to say, "Well, let me tell you about my friend Jesus." And then you can bring others to Jesus as well. And then they can bring others to Jesus. And that's how it works. So we're all called to be disciples. And we are all called, in a sense, to be apostles, to be the bearers of good news, the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time, 7:14. When we come back, we're going to talk about worrying and why it's a spiritual issue. Don't go anywhere.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 4th. Today we celebrate Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. Now there's a familiar name, especially in the U.S. Today we mark the feast of America's first native-born saint. An extraordinary woman by any account, Elizabeth Ann Bailey Seton was a wife, widow, mother, convert, foundress of the first American religious community for women, the Sisters of Charity, and of the first American parish school. All of it came in the space of 46 short years. There is something uniquely American about the former socialite, born 2 years before the American Revolution. Born into a wealthy family, Elizabeth married a successful businessman, saw her husband lose his fortune and die young, experienced disapproval for leaving the Episcopal Church, and struggled to keep her family together by drawing on her talents and her desire to serve humanity. Elizabeth was invited to open a girls' school in Baltimore, which she did in 1808. Within 1 year, she had founded a religious community of women whose members devoted themselves to teaching and serving the poor. Mother Seton knew disappointment, death, and pain throughout her life, but she turned to God and found God at every point. Canonized by Pope Paul VI in 1975, she is buried in Emmitsburg, Maryland. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
I was feeling that breeze, singing like a song through the tall oak trees. It was just another summer night, had to be the last thing on my mind. Yeah, I was all but lost in the moment, I was young and running wide open. It was just another summer night, had to be the last thing on my mind. When love broke, I said I'm yours, the first time I called you Lord.
When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a hopeless fool, now I'm hopelessly devoted. My chains are broken, and it all began with you.
Summer when a northeast breeze sang like a song through the oak trees. Pennsylvania, she kinda caught my soul, which had me a little more open to close. Walls I built, opinions I learned, covered in the ashes of bridges I burned, blind to the arrow that was headed to my heart. But you hit the mark.
When love
was Love Broke Through by Toby Mac. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. The time right now is 7:20. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, the weather is 44. The temperature is 44 degrees. Today it's going to be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 51. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 26. Thursday, increasing clouds, high near 37. In Phoenixville now, it's 41 degrees. In Warminster, it's 43 degrees. And in Riverside, New Jersey, it is 46 degrees at the moment. All right, we're going to talk worrying a little bit. As you may know, I do a lot of speaking and writing about worrying. I am somebody who has struggled with anxiety from the time that I was very small, and I have really been blessed with the ability to experience peace. It's come about through my relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not a cliche. It's a real thing. I really do talk to Jesus all the time. I try to get to daily mass. I pray. I read the Bible. And through these things, I'm able to feel peace. But keep in mind, I still have that tendency to be anxious. I tend to be a worrier. Not everybody has this, but I have that tendency. But I want to assure you that it can be controlled. We're going to talk about an article that I found by a Christian counselor. The article is Worrying is a Spiritual Issue, and Here's Why That Habit Isn't Harmless. But before I talk about this, I want to mention two things. The first thing is clinical anxiety. It's a serious problem. I'm not really talking about that here. If you're somebody that struggles with anxiety, there's a very good chance that you need to get treatment for that. There's nothing spiritually wrong with that. In fact, Jesus wants you to do that. I mean, he heals through many different ways. Therapy, medicine, psychiatry, these are all valid forms of healing for anxiety. Clinical anxiety is a biological condition. I'm not a therapist, so I'm not really qualified to talk about that. But since I go out and talk so much about overcoming worrying, I always like to put that disclaimer in there. And I've talked to many psychologists and therapists. And in fact, we're going to have Dr. Greg Popchak on the show next week. He's going to talk about, is it a sin to be anxious? Because he wrote an article about that. The thing you need to remember is that a lot of times this is beyond your control. So if you're doing all these things, if you're talking to Jesus, if you're going to Mass, if you're a pretty spiritual person and you still can't stop worrying, there's a good chance you might need to get professional help. That's okay. Please go ahead and do that. Some people need medicine to counteract that chemical imbalance. So I just wanted to say that before I read this article or talked about it. But there's another tendency that some of us have, and that's to worry. To worry, not necessarily because we have a clinical anxiety condition, but because we just don't trust God. Even though that's not a popular message, I like to try to keep it upbeat here, but that's a very true message. If you really trusted him, then you wouldn't worry because you trust that everything that happens to you or every situation that you're in can somehow benefit you. But let me just say, that's a process. The way we get there is by getting to know Christ personally. I mean, you just start walking with him one day at a time, and eventually you'll start to feel more peaceful. But back to this article. It was written by Jade Mazarin, Christian counselor, who offers Skype sessions for those outside of her area and has her website and the information here. And she starts the article with this. I have a lot of experience worrying. It's always felt like a natural way of thinking that pulls me right along. Are you somebody like that? I've met so many people in the course of my work who say, yeah, I can't stop worrying. That's just the way I am. It's really something that we need to address. It really is. We don't want to just accept the fact that, oh, yeah, I worry. That's the way it is. And the Lord doesn't want us to worry. That's why he says so many times in Scripture, be not afraid. Let not your hearts be troubled. Do not worry. You know, he knows that we have this tendency to be afraid and to worry. Now, in the article, Jade says, the main reason we worry is actually plain and simple. We are trying to protect ourselves. It's kind of preparation. We think that if we know about things ahead of time, we will be ready to handle them. Think about that. We try to anticipate, well, if this happens, then, you know what, well, then I hope it doesn't happen. But if it happens, maybe I'll do this or that. And there's a difference between preparation, though, preparation or concern and worry. Worry is just this repeated churning of the mind about things that might happen, many of which will never happen. She goes on to say that, truth be told, we hold on to our habits because we believe we are benefiting from them. We might be sick of worrying and want nothing to do with the behavior, but we're still doing it. We won't fully let go unless we convince ourselves that we don't need to anymore. I was giving a talk at the Malvern Retreat House last year, and I met somebody. And again, most of my talks are about overcoming anxiety. I've written several books on the topic. And somebody came up to me at the end of the talk, and he said, "You know, Gary, I get what you're saying, but it doesn't feel like I'm doing my job if I'm not worrying." Think about that. Are you in that position? Do you feel like you have to worry? Because if you're not worried, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Now, that's not a good place to be. I'll tell you, that's not a good place to be because God wants you to trust Him. And in this article, the author goes on to say, part of worry is the unspoken belief that God won't totally take care of us or those we love. It's the opposite of the one thing God says He wants most from us, and that's faith. She goes on to say, worry causes us to take matters into our own hands, control whatever we can, and try to fix a situation ourselves. Actions are not only a way to try to fix a situation, worrying is an effort to fix it too. Worry is a means to control that overestimates our abilities and underestimates God's abilities. Now, the final, I mean, that's, Dave, I'm going to bring you into this for a minute. Mm-hmm. That's true, isn't it?
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. The first word that popped into my mind as you were giving that great synopsis is control.
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 And I know I struggle with control as somebody who tends to be anxious.
A lot of us do.
But it's a one-day-at-a-time process. What's the secret? Here's the secret, and this is from the article. Trust comes from really knowing someone, and we can't trust God if we don't know Him. We may know a lot about God, we may have grown up in church and have a good relationship with Him, but when we worry, it's a symptom that we don't fully know and believe His goodness. Now, I'm going to have this article linked at spiritinthemorning.com, but what's the solution? What's the takeaway? Turn to Jesus today and say, "Jesus, I want to get to know You. I want to stop worrying." Start there, and you'll be amazed at what can happen when you work on your personal friendship with Jesus Christ. All right, we're about to head to break, but before we do, it's giveaway time here on Spirit in the Morning. Dave Parker, I'm excited. We are giving away...
What are we giving away, Gary?
We are giving away a gift card for the Dining Car, one of our favorite places in Northeast Philadelphia, a $20 gift card for the Dining Car, Frankfort Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. What do you have to do to win? Be caller number 3. At 215-345-1570, 215-345-1570. You call up and you be caller 3, you are going to win a $20 gift card to the Dining Car. Caller number 3, 215-345-1570. When we return, Tony Agnese will join us to talk about spiritual New Year's resolutions.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers & Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers & Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers & Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Go on without me. Those four words from his wheelchair-bound wife, Liz, inspired combat veteran Brad Soden to do the impossible. Liz was left paralyzed from the waist down after a car accident in 1999. During a family vacation a couple of years later, the couple and their 5 kids wanted to go camping but couldn't push Liz's wheelchair through the dirt and mud. Liz told her family to go on without her, but Brad refused. Instead, he grew determined to solve the problem. Brad spent years developing what is now called the tank chair. It's a wheelchair that uses wide treads like a tank, and it's bringing joy and mobility to Liz and many others. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
And that was Here I Am to Worship by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I want to give a shout out to Stephanie from Nativity of Our Lord Parish. She's the winner of the $20 gift card that we gave out to the dining car. Congratulations, Stephanie. Thanks for calling in. And I want to let you know, listening out there, that we're going to be giving away more of those gift cards in the weeks to come. So stay tuned for that. All right, I'm excited to have our next guest on. Tony Agnese is a Catholic storyteller, author, and blogger, and he is on fire for his Catholic faith. His Sunday blog, Finding God's Grace, and his Wednesday podcast have an international audience in several languages. Wow, that is pretty cool. He's a member of the Radio and Television Hall of Fame. He's a member of the Catholic Writers Guild, and he is with us here. He's joining us from Wadsworth, Ohio, where he lives with his wife, Diane. They have two adult sons, a beautiful daughter-in-law, and grandson, Nico, the love of their lives. Tony Agnese, welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
Thank you, Gary. It's great, great to be here. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
It seems like every time I'm on your show, Gary, I end up with a sinus infection. So if it sounds like a little bit like a duck quacking here, it's not your radio. It's only me.
Oh, man. Tony, sorry to hear that, but I appreciate you coming on with us anyway to talk about the seven spiritual resolutions. I love spiritual New Year's resolutions. But you know, Tony,
People make New Year's resolutions all the time. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop smoking. Yeah. All of these things. And then you say, well, what about your spiritual life?
Exactly.
Well, you know, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, you know. Exactly. And keep doing what you're doing is to put your life on coast. And as a businessman, I used to consult a lot of businesses. And whenever somebody would say, I just want to keep doing what I'm doing, I would remind them you can only coast in one direction. So you're either moving toward God, or you're moving away from God. It's just that simple. In the book of Romans, it says you're either moving toward darkness or moving toward the light. So, you know, spiritual resolutions help us then to you know, get ourselves moving toward the light, toward God.
And that's an important thing to do. And here's what I like about your list of these seven spiritual resolutions, and I hope we can get through them all. They're doable. There's nothing on this list that I can't do, Tony. I like that. I like simple, and I like practical. So why don't you take us through some of these spiritual resolutions? We will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com as well. Take us through these seven spiritual resolutions.
Well, the first one is a very simple morning, pray the morning offering. Now, you know, a lot of people have either never heard of the morning offering, or if they prayed it, once or twice in their lifetime. It's a very simple prayer, O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and particularly for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. It's just that simple.
Wow.
Just putting myself in the presence of the Lord in the morning with that morning offering. I keep it right by my bedside. Obviously, I've got it memorized now after doing it for so long, but a simple prayer that you can begin the morning with. The other thing is attending Mass and receiving the Eucharist more frequently. You know, you've seen me, Gary. I've never missed a meal, so I take care of my physical needs quite a bit.
Yeah,
there are three-plus meals a day. Well, how can we take care of our spiritual needs if we only go to Mass and receive the Eucharist once a week?
Wow.
And so the idea of adding a Mass... you know, a lot of times people can add a Mass during the week, and you find ways to do that. When I started out, there's a church that offered a 12:10 Mass, and if you have a noon lunch hour, you had 10 minutes to get there. The Mass was 30 minutes, and you had a chance to pick up a sandwich on the way back to work. It's a way to add a little something extra. And you know that midweek bump, Gary?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. That shot in the arm on a Wednesday or something is fantastic.
Yeah.
Another is... the third is spend an hour in Eucharistic adoration. My wife has been doing adoration for over 25 years, every single week for over 25 years.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, I put together my list of goals for 2017, including my spiritual goals, at adoration just before Christmas. And I sat there for an hour and I said, Jesus, what's 27? What should I be doing?
Wow.
Here I left there with six pages on a legal pad of ideas. Okay, Jesus, slow down. I got
enough.
I got plenty.
Yeah.
Spend a little time each day with the Word of God is another one. You know, the Bible's an excellent source for spiritual growth. And just read a small section and then kind of contemplate and reflect on what you read. The other thing that I think a lot of people can do that's very, very easy is read one of the daily devotional magazines. There's a bunch of them, The Word Among Us, Daily Visitor, Daily Bread, Magnificat. And a lot of people will use that as kind of a companion at Mass or before Mass begins to kind of put them in the right frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
And then number six is try to pray the Rosary or the Chaplet of Divine Mercy each day. Now, I'm a big fan of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I pray a chaplet on my way to work in the car every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost automatic that I pray that chaplet every morning. And I usually pray it for someone that I know that needs prayer.
Yeah.
Especially people that are sick or in the hospital or suffering in some way. And then the final thing, the examine is a wonderful thing, you know, in terms of spirituality. But just a little examination of conscience at the end of the day. And here's what I like to do. I like to think about and recall the things of my day that were positive, that brought me closer to the Lord. You know, just that one thought. What brought me closest to the Lord today? Mm. What happened? What occurred? What did I do? What I didn't do that brought me closer to the Lord today? I'll tell you what, you sleep better once you've done that as
sure.
well. So those are a few ideas. I'm sure there are many, many more. I chose those seven because for just the reason you said, Gary, those are doable things.
Yes.
And you know what? You don't have to do all seven. Pick one or two of them out. Say, you know, this year I'm going to try to get to that extra mass, or this year I'm going to pray the rosary more frequently, or this year I'm going to spend a little time in the Bible. Whatever that might be, I think it's important that we not only have goals for the year, I don't like resolutions, but goals
right,
for the year,
right.
but that we also have spiritual goals for the year, because we want to grow in our spiritual life as well, not just our health, not just our business life, not just our personal relationship, but we want to grow in that relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as well. It's easily done, and boy, the benefits are just fantastic.
They sure are, and I like the fact that you mentioned that we don't need to implement all seven of these resolutions. I really like these goals. I think they're all good, and several of these are on my list. But I think, Tony, and tell me if you feel this way too, sometimes we set our goals a little bit too high, and we fail because of it. So
we set too many.
That's what
in the business world, we talk about VFOs, vital few objectives.
Right.
And what I tell business people a lot of time, if you have three goals for the year, you're going to make them. If you have 30, you may not make any of them because, you're not concentrating on just these two or three things. So I would say pick one or two and zero in on it.
And I think that's so important that you mentioned the idea of Eucharistic adoration, being in the real presence of Jesus, that I've written all of my books, at least partially in the presence of Jesus. I sat there with him just like you did. I've got my notepad, and I just said, all right, Lord, tell me what you want me to put in these books. And it's amazing how he can speak to us. And in fact, my wife was there yesterday. She was having a bit of a tough day. She went to the Adoration Chapel, and she heard Jesus speak to her, not audibly, but she felt in her heart. He said, hey, slow down. Stop worrying so much. You know, and she really felt that. And I'm sure you've been there as well. You can, it's not a traditional way of hearing it, but you can certainly hear him speak to you when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And just story after story we could share about that. And I'm certain that as you're doing your writing, Gary, in the presence of our Lord, mm-hmm. I mean, things are going to come to you that are just, I write some things sometimes, Gary, and a year later I'll read it and I'll go, did I write that?
Exactly.
and you say to yourself, well, I did write it, but it was through the inspiration of our Lord that it came out that way, you know.
And I'm so glad you mentioned the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and the Rosary. They're two of the devotions that I really want to get into even more in 2017. We're going to have some guests on to talk about both of those devotions. I've prayed, my family and I have prayed the Rosary on a daily basis for the past 2 or 3 years, and it's really changing our lives. It's bringing us closer together, and there's so many graces that flow from Our Lady's intercession.
Oh, wow, and praying together as a family, or husband and wife.
Yeah.
The Rosary is the most powerful, powerful prayer, just together. I mean, it really does draw you closer together as well. You know, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, I keep finger rosaries in my in the console of my car. I usually have a bag of them. I give them to guys, my buddies. Hey, well, I can't carry a rosary in my pocket. It's too bulky. Here, we'll take this.
And
so I have finger rosaries in my drink cups, and I grab one in the morning as I'm driving off to work, and I say a chaplet, and I dedicate that chaplet to someone in need. And it just, I get to work in a better mood, a happier mood. It really does work.
It really does. And as you're saying this, my co-host Dave Parker just pulled his rosary out of his pocket. I've got my rosary, Tony. Prayed the chaplet on the way I have got about an hour commute to the station, prayed it on the way. On the way home, I'm going to do the rosary, and then we'll do another one tonight. I mean, it's just, these devotions are so beautiful, and they're not just babbling words. Sometimes we reduce it to just repeating mindless words. It's not what it is at all. These prayers are, it's a relationship with God.
It really is. It really is. And it's so powerful. And look, you know, you're going to be in the car anyhow.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to have that commute anyhow. Exactly. Why not just carve? And if you've got an hour commute, we're talking about a chaplet. We're talking about carving out 5 to 7 minutes.
Yep.
And praying a chaplet, or 15 minutes and praying a rosary. That's what we're talking about. You know, people say, I don't have time. I don't have the time to do this. Yes, you do. You just have to find places in your day where you can add some devotions. And really, it really gives you a chance to... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm so glad you said that. We do have the time. We had Father Larry Richards on the show last week, and he said, you know, that's not true. If you say you don't have time, you do have time. And we all have 5 minutes, 10 minutes to say prayers every day. Hey, Tony, we got about 30 seconds left on the program. I want to make sure that I give you a chance to let us know where we could follow you online.
Absolutely. It's TonyAgnesi.com, TonyAgnesi.com. I know you'll link from there.
I will.
You can find my podcast there, and you can find my blog post there. I've got a four-disc CD set coming out here in the first quarter.
Ooh,
and then I have
great.
The book out here. This summer, Finding God's Grace, which kind of goes along with the blog, with some reflections at the end of each story. So that's all in the works. Got a video series.
Awesome. Hey, Tony, you know I want to have you back on again. I'm afraid to do it because I don't want you to be sick again, but would you come back on again with us sometime?
You bet I will, Karen. Enjoy being with you guys. And again, Happy New Year to you and Dave and Frank and the gang there.
Thank you so much, brother. God bless you. Feel better soon.
God bless you.
We'll be right back. That was Tony Agnesi. We'll be right back after the break.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Just
that was Giants Fall by Francesca Battistelli. I'm Gary Zimak. Your time right now in Spirit of the Morning, 7:50. You know what that means? It's time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. This is a simple one. You have heard this before, but I think this is such a good reminder. It comes from Hebrews 13:8, and I will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Here it is, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Doesn't that make you feel good when you read the Gospels, when you see all the miracles that Jesus performed, when you hear all the great things that he said? Sometimes, unfortunately, though, what we do when we read the Bible is we look at it as a book that was written several thousands of years ago. We look at these stories of Jesus and we think, well, that was 2,000 years ago. He lived back then. I wish he was alive now so I could talk to him about my problems, about all that I'm going through. Guess what? You can. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, forever. That same Jesus that you read about in Scripture, that same Jesus who healed the sick, who gave sight to the blind, right? He can heal you of your problems, and he can be your friend. And I think that's one of the big challenges in our lives today, to remember that Jesus is real and he wants to be your friend. And we just had Tony Agnese on, and he gave some great spiritual resolutions, ways that we can improve spiritually in the new year, attending Mass, daily Mass, maybe one extra daily Mass if you can. Saturday's a good day for that. You might not be able to get there during the week, but maybe Saturday. Spend an hour a week in Eucharistic adoration. You know, if you're not used to adoration, you don't have to start with an hour. Start with 15 minutes. Start with 10 minutes. Spending time in the real presence of Christ. Dave, I know that's important to you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to avail myself. That's one of my goals, is to avail myself more of daily adoration.
Mm.
Or adoration, and hopefully on a daily basis. But sometimes it's tough. Well, Gary, I was thinking, you know, one thing about the Be Not Afraid Bible verse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we look for constancy in our lives, but sometimes they're so frenetic. But Jesus and God is constant. Yeah. So he's the rock. Jesus is the rock, so we can cling to him.
Great point, because I think one of the greatest sources of stress that we encounter is change. Mm-hmm. Change is difficult for many of us.
Yes.
But to know that he is the rock and that he doesn't change, and that he's not going anywhere.
Right.
That's very comforting.
And he is love, and he is all those. He's merciful. He's loving, forgiving, and he loves us, dearly, constantly.
Yeah, and that's important to remember. We can easily forget that. We can forget the fact that he loves us so much, and that he is with us, and that he's real. That's one of the things we try to emphasize on this show. Jesus is real and he wants to be our friend. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't think that, people don't think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk about, I'm talking to Jesus or talk to Jesus, they don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him.
Yeah. He's along for the ride, you know, whether you're in the car, he's with you constantly. That's the word constant.
Right.
We have to remember that. And sometimes we forget.
We easily become overwhelmed by our problems. And the prevailing wisdom of the world is that you've got to fix your own problems, and that you're being a little silly if you have faith in Christ. But I have found such peace in having a relationship with Jesus, peace that I've never felt before.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have joy, you're going to have peace in this life the closer you grow to Christ. So by doing some of these simple steps, by praying, and again, start simply. Jesus, I don't know how to pray is a valid prayer. When you say that, you're praying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we overcomplicate it. Well, I don't know what I should say. Well, say, I don't know what I should say, Lord, or just talk to him about the events of your life.
Well, to your point, Gary, just think of it, you know, we pray. Well, I have to come up with some good words.
Yeah.
Well, it's a conversation.
Right, it's a conversation.
Make it a conversation, wherever you are in your life.
And Dave, I'm sure you found this as well. Initially, it feels a little strange when you start having this conversation with Jesus, but it becomes very natural over time as you start doing it.
Yes.
And
yes.
I mean, I talk to him all the time in the car, wherever I am. I talk to him all the time.
So do
tell
I.
him about my problems. Tell him,
amen.
Tell him about my struggles. Tell him I'm worried. Tell him that I don't trust him. I mean, you might as well be completely honest, and that's the way that the relationship with him grows, that complete honesty.
You said honesty. Yeah, I mean, he's your dad, you know? I mean, if you love your dad, be honest, lay it all out there, you know? He's not going to ping you.
Yeah, you know what's really cool about what you just said? Honesty is really good for relationships, but sometimes too much honesty, you know, if somebody's too honest with me, okay, tell me how you really feel. Well, Gary, you did a horrible job on the show. What are you talking about?
Really?
I don't like too much honesty, but with the Lord, he doesn't operate.
Small doses, right?
Right. But he doesn't operate that way. He can take whatever honesty we want to give him.
Oh, absolutely.
And he loves us unconditionally. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to say, well, now I would have helped you, but you didn't trust me. So now I'm not going to help you. He doesn't work that way, and I think too many times we try to put him into a small box and make him conform to the way we behave.
Well, yeah, and
but he doesn't.
The word conform. Look at the way of the world, the secular world, and not to be sexist, but I mean men and now women as they are in our training. You know, we are problem solvers. We have to solve everything. We have to bring a solution all the time, and we don't.
You're right. I was getting a little nervous there, Parker. I thought this was going to be your swan song on the program.
I was quite worried there.
All right.
You know,
Frank and I
go with me, guys. Go with me.
I don't read directions, so
yep. You know. Right. That's right. That's
you don't
right.
take directions. Oh no, you don't read directions.
That's right. Frank and I backed away from the microphones when Dave started going down that road. Right. But
seriously,
but it is
men are trained to really be the problem solvers, and sometimes it's so hard. To give it up, give up that control.
It really is. It's a difficult struggle. And no, we're kidding around, but that is true. We do. And sometimes my wife Eileen will tell me, "Hey, Gary, I don't need you to fix this for me. I just need you to listen to me."
Yeah.
Right. Because we want to just take charge. I'm going to fix
it.
I'm going to make it better.
All right.
And in order
did we really say that just now?
That was Dave Parker. In case you could send your comments to Dave.
Please email your comments to Dave at Holy Spirit Radio.
Really,
Dave Parker. At Holy
yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man.
I'll get back to you as my time permits. Okay.
those comments by Dave Parker do not necessarily represent the opinion of those at Holy Spirit Radio. But that's true. But we do tend to like to control things. All of us do. And that's the relationship between you and the Lord will grow when you finally yield that control and say, "Lord, you know better than I do. Take over my life for me." With that in mind, let's end with our closing prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All-powerful Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring the new light of salvation to the world. May he enlighten us with his radiance, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're just about at the end of another program. I want to thank Tony Agnese for coming on the show and sharing 7 spiritual New Year's resolutions with us. We will have all that linked, all we talked about today, including the article about worry. We'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Don't forget to tell your friends about us. Let them know that we have this program on Holy Spirit Radio every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. You can tune in, hear some music, get inspired, hear some scripture. And also, if you have any comments about the show, or if you'd like to invite me to speak at your parish, you can email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Tomorrow on the show, Matt Swaim, the former producer of the Sunrise Morning Show, will be here. He now works for the Coming Home Network. He's going to talk about the challenges that we face when we walk with the Lord each day. In the beginning, when we have our conversion, we are just walking on air. Everything's going great. But then what happens? Then it gets a little tougher sometimes. That's all part of the spiritual journey. So Matt's going to join us and talk about that tomorrow on Spirit in the Morning. I hope you have a wonderful day. Remember that wherever you go, you're not alone. The Lord's with you. Give him a shout out. Say, "Hey, Jesus, help me out. I need you today." Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can be that light in the darkness. In addition to talking to Jesus, go share him with somebody today. Have a great day. God bless you.